pick it up, learn the style, learn about the brewery, and then kind of pick up the story that they might have on the can. It's the can design that I think that stands out.
Hello, hello. It's me, Jenna, back again with the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast, brought to you by Beer Can Lover. We are the craft beer podcast for everything creative and visual, but not necessarily drinkable in the craft beer industry. So I hope you guys are all doing well, getting ready for the holidays. Hopefully you had a fantastic Thanksgiving if you celebrate it, a happy Hanukkah. We got Christmas coming up. Honestly, I'm not a huge holiday person, and maybe that makes me a bit of a psychopath. I'm not sure, but I am, though, very curious about people's like beer themed ornaments. I've seen some great ones thus far, online and on Instagram and stuff, but I would love to see your guys's if you have any. So definitely send those to me. Send me a picture, because I just think they're really fun to see. So today we have a very special interview with the extremely talented Brandon Wilson of Brandon Wilson Creative. He does brand identity, web design, illustration, consultation, and portfolio reviews. You can check out his work at www.brandonwilsoncreative.com. It's BrandonWilson. I always struggle with like Brendan. I swear, I know so many like Brandons and Brendans, and sometimes I just forget which one they are. You know, they're just... I mean, Brandon's a Brandon. I know that one, but I'm like thinking about some other people in my life and I can just never remember how to spell their name. I just kind of like mumble the name a little bit. Maybe this is just me being a bad friend and I need to dig deeper and care more about my friends' names. Maybe. Is this like super rude? I don't know. But this is a Brandon, D-O-N. So he's also on Instagram, by the way, at Brandon Wilson Creative. His like logo is like a super cool picture of his face with like the blue and red kind of going on. But you'll see what I mean when you check him out. But you all actually already know Brandon for his work, because if you love the cover art of this podcast or my logo for the Beer Can Lover, etc., he did all of that. He's crazy talented. He understands branding so well. Branding as in B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G, not Brandon, branding with Brandon. sorry, I'm just having fun with this right now. But he understands branding so well, and he can really help your brand stand out exactly how you need it. He really gets like how to bring across the goals you have for your brand or your business, and helps you really create your identity that, you know, can help grow your business. So I highly recommend reaching out to him for anything you may need. His websites are absolutely insane. He does such great work with logos and just with everything he does. Incredible artist too. So before we get into my conversation with him, I have to announce that this is actually going to be the very last episode of the first season of the Craft Brewers Creative. I know. You know, after wrapping this up, we're going to be taking a bit of a break, and we'll get back to you in the new year of 2022. Wow. How are we in 2022? That's insane. Like, I feel like 2020 was, I mean, we all know 2020, but like, I feel like 2021 was a fake year. Like, where did it go? What happened to it? It was a very fake year. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. It just feels like a blip in the matrix. I don't even know. But so before we get going, so you don't miss out on our epic return in 2022, please make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening to it, and follow along at Beer Can Lover on Instagram, and feel free to check out our website, beercanlover.com, for some fun blog posts and photos and stuff like that. I've had so much fun doing this season. I really made a lot of great friends, had some incredible conversations. I've learned so much, and I'm really, really excited for the next one. So I guess without any further ado, let's get to my conversation with Brandon Wilson of Brandon Wilson Creative. And here we go. Okay, so now we're going to be here talking with Brandon Wilson, who is a designer and branding expert, but also just loves beer, everything craft beer, has done home brewing in the past. And so we're going to get to know him. Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Hello, Jenna. Thank you for having me on here. Yes, my name is Brandon. Brandon Wilson Creative is what I do. Design logos. I have never designed a can for a brewery or anything like that. It would be really awesome, but I love craft beer. I love design, love branding. It all comes together. I think that's why you wanted me on the show, and I'm very yeah. excited to be here. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
When we met actually on Clubhouse and you were talking to me about this idea, like I instantly fell in love with it. And we were kind of just talking back and forth on chat, just sharing like labels that we found and stuff like that. And, you know, the idea of your show is cool because if you think about it, right, you're not going to be able to experience all the breweries in the world, let alone in the same country. There's just so many nowadays. So how are you going to experience their beer? You got to go to the store. And when there's a whole wall of beers, you know, like how do you decide? You know, because there's only so many styles, and you can kind of play around with buying fruits and different things in there. But it's the can design that I think that stands out. So the, you know, I just like the whole falling in love with bottles and cans, and it makes you kind of go over, and this is branding 101. Everybody's doing this anyways. Why would the beer industry be any different? So it's just really cool to grab one, pick it up, learn the style, learn about the brewery, and then kind of pick up the story that they might have on the can. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them have rules like heady toppers. The first can I remember picking up, and it said drink from the can. Like, really? Not in a glass? It tells you how to drink this beer. Some of them tell you to pour it, just pour it like violently into the glass, and it'll make a different flavor. So I like that cans can provide some kind of instruction as well. So it's pretty neat. Yeah that's me. I mean, I just love to drink beer and design, and they go hand in hand.
Yeah, I love it. So fun question. I want to know, do you remember the first beer you ever drank?
Well, yeah, I do. It was my father's Budweiser, which he still drinks today. And I remember never liking it. I thought it was gross when I was little. It wasn't until a buddy of mine said, hey, you should try craft beer. And I'm like, eh, I just drink beer to get drunk. And he's like, no, you should try this. It was Elliot Ness by Great Lakes. This is probably 10, 12 years ago. And I was like, wow, I didn't know you could do this with a beer and actually have so much flavor. And then I started branching out with the Great Lakes beers, but they're all darker beers. So that was kind of like my first beer and then my first craft beer.
I love that. So you're up in Buffalo, yeah?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Buffalo, New York.
So the Great Lakes, I guess, maybe around there-ish. What's your favorite craft brewery near you?
Oh, hands down, Resurgence. A close second would be Thin Man. Resurgence is really good. When they first came out, they had some fun flavors. Buffalo is known for their flavors, obviously chicken wings. I don't think anybody's figured out how to get that flavor in a beer, but, we also have like, certain kind of, chocolates that we have and stuff like that. Sponge candy is the candy. So they made a stout with a sponge candy flavor. I'm like, that's kind of cool. And Loganberry was a drink that they made with a, it was like a summer beer, maybe a Hefeweizen of some sort, but, when they started making their IPAs, they have a beer called Sitmo, which is named after our hop. And they have another beer. My favorite beer is Cosmic Truth. Unfortunately, they have ugly can designs for these beers. Maybe I'll mock up a beautiful design and say, please just take it. I'd rather my favorite beers be designed well than the, but if you look them up, Resurgence, Sitmo, and Cosmic Truth, I think they're uninspiring. They are so damn good. I'm actually drinking one of their beers right now. This is called Top Hat IPA. So it's a really nice flavor to it.
Do you have the can with you?
I can't believe I didn't bring the can up. I made a note to bring it up, but it's this beautiful illustration of a hop with a top hat on it, and it's old school looking, and then the red letters behind it. Yeah, it's really good. And I'm impressed because some can designs they have are nice, but their staples, not so much.
Yeah, I hear you with that. There's a brewery around here that super popular and everyone loves, but I don't like the cans. And I'm like, I can't get behind this, I think.
Do you think that's because they don't want to, like, it already has a reputation. It's a staple. It's a good beer. And they're like, if we mess with the can design, even if we do make it better, will people not recognize the beer and then will sales go down? You know, they won't think it's the same. You know, I'd be curious to, well, I'm sure your show will explore these exact questions, but
it's something absolutely. To think about. Have you ever noticed something you've drank and changed labels over the year? I'm trying to think.
Yes, Goose Island. So if you look up Goose Island beer, Goose Island Brewing, they were bought by Anheuser-Busch like years ago. And you just saw the quality of their beer cans mature. Now they're playing the minimal game. There's just a solid color with the word of the style of the beer on it with like a subtle Goose logo on there. But their can designs have improved. And then if you look at Smutty Nose, they have awesome artwork and awesome beer up in New England, maybe Vermont, I think they're from. I could be wrong. I don't know what's going on, but their can designs are really bad. And I was just talking about Great Lakes, and Great Lakes is always playing around with their can designs. They have the beautiful artwork. They just always kind of mess around with the typography and the scale of the images, but they more or less look the same that I've noticed.
So anyways, I know we've talked about before your home brewing ventures. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's like? Because I think soon I'm going to start trying it out just on a very, very small level. But you got experience and you made one that you said you loved. So I'd love to hear about that. And
that's great.
And what would you label it if you could?
Oh man. I don't know if I have a name for it. I'll have to make something on the fly, but because I'm a designer, I'm an artist. Like when I get into something, I have to learn it and then make my own. So the whole thing with craft beer with home brewing is I'm going to make the beers that maybe I can't buy. Nowadays I can't keep up. So I kind of stopped, but I had this one recipe and it was called honey basil. And it is a half mash style for anybody who knows our styles. It's a half mash style, which is a little more complicated, but this one's so basic. It's not. Typically when you brew beer, they're all in kits and it's just kind of add this. Everything's figured out. With a half mash, you got to do more equipment, whatever, but this one, not necessary. Anyways, honey basil. The honey is for your sugar, for the yeast. So it's kind of a honey beer, but the basil was the aroma. Not really flavor, but aroma. And it's so refreshing. And when people first have it, especially if you don't tell them, like, hey, here's a beer I made. Oh, okay, great. And they open like, oh my God, what's that smell? And that's really cool. And that's what's really fun about craft beers. You can have these extreme flavors and aromas come through and you're just blown away that you can do that. That was one that I did. And the only rule I have with home brewing is that it makes no sense when you say this, but it's really hard to make a mistake and it's really easy to make a mistake and ruin the whole batch. So that just means the whole time you're basically making a soup, it's really just boiling water and adding ingredients. That's the easy part. And you really can't make a mistake up until the last second. There's a certain temperature that you have to pay attention to. So that's it. If you can get around the temperature and getting your beer cold enough so that your yeast doesn't die, you can make great beer fairly quick. And you don't have to spend a lot of money either. I would say $50 to get you your first beer going and then maybe another 50 or so to get your equipment. Plenty of people on YouTube and Reddit and whatever really that'll hook you up. There's communities all over the place. They're very hardcore about it, but there's plenty of resources out there, or even your local homebrewer, you can go there.
Yeah.
I don't have a name. for that beer. Honey basil. If you want to come up with one, you can, and you can take that beer. I'll give you the recipe.
Oh gosh, honey basil. I don't have one. Let's try and brainstorm. I don't know. What if you could picture though that flavor in a can? What do you
think? Oh, well, light colors, absolutely light colors, because it's so crisp and refreshing, and the wow moment of that first smell. So I would just make sure that the basil is really there. Maybe the sun is there, and there's like golden yellow kind of summery colors, honey colors. You could maybe do like a nod with, I don't know, bees could be in the air or something like that.
And yeah, then just have like a basil plant. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking like little bees at least.
Yeah.
Like, with the little like tail coming off, like the little lines.
I would just make
sure they're flying.
Well, right. You know, and just make sure that the basil is prominent, because that's really what, you don't really taste honey. You smell the basil though, and it's just really strong there. But yeah, that I should design that. I should just make it. Well, when I get bored and I have downtime, maybe this is what I'll do. I'll start make up a logo and can designs for my homebrews.
Well, when you do, I need to see it, please.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll put it on Instagram.
So as an artist yourself, I know you don't do labels specifically, but you know, when you're thinking of a whole project from start to finish and you're going for, you know, getting a feeling, conveying a emotion or just the branding overall, the imagery and everything, what's your process look like? Like, how do you start? How do you go from initial concept, and how does that change over time? And
yeah,
do you think it would be very different if you were doing label designs?
Every designer is going to be different. So my process, my background is fine arts. So I actually got a good leap ahead of other designers because I took the fundamentals of contrast, color theory and making abstract art and stuff like that. And then applying that to design. So, and here I am in like the digital space where I'm more of a UX kind of brand designer. I've always at least been able to, what the hell does somebody need to see to be wowed? You know, like what is eye catching? What is a good, cool thing that you could see? And that's usually what I look for in the beginning phases. I'll have an idea. Maybe it's cliche. Maybe it's obvious, or maybe I think I have a pretty clever idea off the bat, and I'll start sketching these things out, and I'll lock into one thing. And I have these rules of three where I like to have three strong ideas, and then I let them beat up each other until there's one idea. And then that's what usually makes it to the can. So it could be something very dramatic, or it could be something very subtle, you know, depending on what the beer is. If I had a very elegant, classy beer, I probably would go very minimal and have a very strong image. Maybe it's foil stamped, has like some kind of color effect going on to it. That I would probably go for that says one thing. But if it's like a crazy beer, something crazy fun, then I would have a crazy design go with it. And those are the two things I would have in my mind in the beginning. No matter what I do, it could be a website, logo, whatever, but you know, I'm thinking of with a can. That's the feeling I would want somebody to have when they pick up the beer, when they open the beer and smell it, and when they drink it. Those are the three things I would always be focusing. That would be like my anchor, and just make sure my design process is always kind of keeping those things in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. What about though different styles of beer? Like you said, with the honey basil, you would go light. Mm-hmm. And I know like obviously like porter is super dark. Would you, in your head, does that have, are you trying to match that?
Yes, I think you do. I think with somebody like me, maybe I could get past seeing a bright pink can for a double dark chocolate imperial stout or something like that. Like I wouldn't really care too much. Maybe I would think there's some fruit involved, but you know, that's the danger with colors. But I know most people, they are going to look for those things. I would say your average shopper is going to want something dark brown, something black, something deep that represents the style. And if it's light and crisp, yeah, I wouldn't really use something like dark. I mean, I wouldn't do it anyways, but I think that is important. I think so. I think the colors have to represent, I mean, each can is an idea, and each idea has to have its own identity. So, you know, just think about it. Well, what is the person that's going to want to drink this, that I designed this beer for, going to want to see to get your attention, to get you to, you know, if it's got strawberries in it, show some strawberries, or, you know, or red or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
definitely. I think that I get really confused when the beer has nothing, or the label is so such an opposite vibe as what I feel like I'm drinking. And it really confuses me, and I want it to match. I want to be like, this is my can, this is a vibe, this is how I feel, and look, it matches what I'm drinking. I don't think I want to call anyone out.
Yeah, I'll say maybe not, because they might be on the show.
But it's more like, you know, I really love something, but the can is super boring. And I'm just like,
yeah.
You have a whole opportunity to make this a more fun experience for me. It's already great. You're already printing the labels and putting effort into it, but you missed the mark, huh?
I think it's a big marketing mistake for sure. I think there's always new. I think we're still getting people interested in the beer culture, craft beer. I think people know what an IPA is. I think people know what a sour is at this point. So now it's just kind of have fun with it. Some breweries have been always doing a good job, I think. And that's 21st Amendment out in California. Have you seen their beers?
They're really
good. Yeah. Great Divide also has really good, anything with illustration, I think, always is, I'm a sucker for.
So I wanted to ask you, brand wise, can you pick up, are there brand or, you know, craft brewery?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name maybe two of your favorites that maybe not locally, but either you just love?
Definitely 21st Amendment. Some of them are silly, which I like. I think the artwork is really good. Sierra Nevada, Great Divide, they do a pretty good job. I know there's one I'm missing that's a big one. I still really like the Heady Topper can. It's minimal, it's kind of dated, but I like the just the artwork that they put on. Focal Banger is also really good. That's their regular IPA. This is the Alchemist up in Vermont. I think it's Vermont. Their can designs are still looking good enough that are interesting. So I like theirs. I think there's somebody I'm missing that's really obvious right now. But 21st Amendment is definitely my favorite for sure.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, I think.
Are there any that you really don't like?
I mean, I'm going to keep calling out Resurgence. If you ever hear the show, my God, please contact me and let's make some good looking cans. But I'm really let down by Smutty Nose, like I said. Some of the, like, Stone, like Arrogant Bastard. It's a popular beer. It's an old beer for them. And I think it's just time to update it. Anchor, I'd like to see Anchor do more. Mm-hmm. I really like their beers. The Christmas beer is beautiful. Every year they put a different tree in the beer batch that year, and that they have a beautiful illustration of it.
But they put the tree itself, like a physical tree, to the beer.
Yep.
Like,
yeah. So this goes back to like the storytelling. Yeah. So every year Anchor makes a Christmas beer, and they're always different. But you'll notice the label's different every year. And it's the tree. Every year, I think they grow a tree and they cut it down, and then they put that in the batch at some point.
I love that.
Tree represents that. Yes.
Yeah, that's so much fun. I want that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I throw away till Christmas time. But
yes.
So I have a personal preference for larger cans, not, what is it? Not 8 ounces, 16.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the four packs, the four bangers.
I love when, you know, they're like kind of a matte feeling, like the label
the
is
texture,
printed on the can rather than like a label. And it's like matte and like it feels all feely in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you gravitate towards a specific can, like just always. Physical can?
If I feel the can, I think yes, because they're taking time for the whole experience. It's like Apple. If you ever get Apple products, like the box it comes in, the plastic wrap it comes in, everything is perfectly figured out. They care about you spending like $1,600 on their device. And then the package that comes in, because damn well better be that good, because they have a really expensive product in there. And it's just like from top to bottom, that's a great experience. I love it. So when a brewery does this with their beer cans, yes. I'm also looking at Dale's Pale or whatever. Dale, I forget who it is, Oscar Blues. They've had the ugliest, boring cans for the longest time, and their beer is pretty good. They're somebody that needs to update their can design. I think they're going to start losing market share because everybody's just going to do the same, better beer, better design. So they have a good beer and they should step it up. But don't just have a boring can. Think about the texture, you know? It's like a business card. Somebody gives you a business card, you feel a cheap one versus a really nice one. It's like, wow, what else you care about, you know? So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, I also really love, you know, sometimes the plastic ring is a color.
Yeah, on the very top.
Yeah.
Or even the can opener, like the part that actually pops the can.
I don't know the can opener appear. Itself.
But otherwise, it's always red. But
I'm talking about like the ring, like the, that I guess you're supposed to cut for the fish or something.
Yes.
That just makes me so happy. And I don't know why everyone can't do that. I don't know how much more that could cost, but I want it every time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. As much as they can. I'm sure it's pricing. I'm sure it's just the cost. They don't want to spend it. But yeah, if you go with it a little bit more, how many people are like you that just fall for that? They love that. That's like that nice little thing. I like when beer bottles, they will have like a wrap around it. Delirium does that. I'm drawing a blank on the Tremens. Tremens does that to their beer. And I think Samuel Smith does that to their beers. They do stouts and browns in the UK. And they have really fancy kind of toppers to their beers. I like that. That's the kind of stuff that
So the other day I stopped by Halfway Crooks here in Atlanta and I took this picture and they had like a little, can you see this?
There you go.
They're all different colors.
Does that say memes? What does that say?
Which one?
I know you're talking about, the different colors. We have a brewery around here that does that.
It just adds a whole new level. Why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. So when you're going, you know, when you think craft beer, you think craft breweries, are you someone who just likes to get it, bring it home? You like to go sit down somewhere? Do you like to go to breweries themselves?
All of the above. Yep.
So when you go out, you're drinking at the local brewery.
Yes.
Craft brew. What kind of vibe are you going for? Is there a place you'll go to if it's like literally just super boring or...
I want it to be chill. I want families there. I don't want to be the only parent that brings their kid to a brewery. I love when somebody like a dad's there and he's like wearing the kid strapped to their chest and they're drinking like a beer or something like that. Like they have games for kid families and stuff like that. That's what I like. Yard games. I like open areas. I like when I see the staff chatting with the customers, not just taking orders and just filling up glasses, but like talking. I think that's definitely needed. I think it's more of an atmosphere where a restaurant is kind of like get in, get out, sit down, eat and get out. I think when you're drinking beer, like a bar, it's a social lubricant. So you should be chatting and hanging out and all that stuff and talking to whoever. So why wouldn't a brewery who offers food kind of do a little of the same, you know? Like, what's the rush? That's what I like about that. It's like the quiet, chill, natural atmosphere that they put together.
So
personal preference, but
so what do you think?
Yeah, and I also love
picturing in your head. What are you picturing in your head? Is it someplace nearby that you go to, that you bring your family?
Well, we're lucky. We have some pretty sweet breweries in Buffalo. So, because we're right by the water of Lake mm-hmm. Erie. So we have, you know, a lot of open doors, a lot of open areas, beer gardens. So Resurgence Riverworks does that. We have a beautiful lodge brewery in Hamburg. Hamburg Brewing, that was a lodge. They converted to a brewery. It's gorgeous with a pond. Southern Tier is really beautiful, but that's way out there. If you're out that way, it's worth it. They make pumpkin.
So if you're spending an entire afternoon with your family at one of these places, you said it's a chill vibe. People are talking, hanging out, it's leisurely. Mm-hmm. But what are you seeing? What do you see? Are you inside? Are you outside? Is there artwork? Is there?
It's a both. It's like that rustic look, that exposed brick, you know, like what you got for a background, seeing the inner workings, you have to show off your gear. And I think mm-hmm. brewery equipment is gorgeous anyways. These big aluminum steel, like tanks and stuff like that, like show that stuff off. So I want to see the industrial side of the business in a very casual atmosphere. I want to see people with sweet, like, sleeve tattoos, clearly going to be beards. I don't want to see just white dudes, though. I want to see all colors, all genders, all types of people. And I think you kind of do get to see that, actually. I think people used to pick on brewery people as being like hipsters, but I think they're just people with style and people with culture. And I think breweries are one of the more cultured places you can visit, because all types kind of like to go there for this kind of stuff, the atmosphere, the flavors and all that, the smell. Going to a brewery the day they do, like the day after brewing or something like that, smells amazing. So that's what I want to see. So maybe some live band or chill music or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, big yeah. bay doors that you can open up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was just at Cherry Street. And they have, and they just built they opened up a second or third location. I'm not sure which one it was. And when they built it, it was like a certain height, you know, footprint that they had to build in. And when they started to build it, they were like, we need to raise the ceiling a little bit, like 6 inches. And that way they were able to put in, you know, downstairs is like the restaurant, you know, has the kitchen and everything. But then you look up and there's a balcony around it with brewing equipment, and you can like go up there, stand there, be by the equipment and look down, and like it has all the tanks, and it just, I don't know. I think it looks super cool.
I love a good brewery tour. One of the best ones is actually that I've been on is Saranac, which is in central New York, out in Utica. They're one of the oldest breweries. I think Yuengling is technically number one, but Matt FX Brewing, who makes Saranac, technically should be, because they're still in the building they've always been in. Yuengling just owns
I thought the, wait, what is it? The Steam Anchor? Oh gosh, what is it out in California?
Steam Ale? That's from, I thought they came out in the 70s. But Saranac's been around since before Prohibition. But anyways, their beer tour is really cool, because they had to survive Prohibition. So they have on their tour, they have a hidden room that you go into. And like, this is where you would knock on the door. You would say, I'd like to speak to Joe. The door slides open. And then they would like let you in. And it was this little place where they could still drink beer and stuff like that. But
I love that. I love a speakeasy.
Yeah. And if you
this weekend, but not a brewery.
Okay. But yeah, that place has a lot of stories. So their beer cans and bottles have gotten better over the years, just because they're starting to make a lot of money. They brew a lot of people's beer, which we've noticed learning about breweries, like how do they brew on such a large scale? And we kind of learned some of the tricks and sneaky things that they do and all that stuff you were dropping on me. Like last time we talked, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea how they do this.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see on the can where it was brewed, because it might be your local brewery down the street, but then you're like, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
So before you started the show, before you came up with this whole idea, what was the can that made you like, man, I love beer cans. Like, are people talking about beer cans? Because like, this is a thing, right? And then you like, what was the can that you just like couldn't stop looking at?
That's such a good question. Oh gosh. What was the can that did it for me? The can that did it for me, I don't know if it's one specific one. I think that's kind of my point. I was just like, there's just so many cool ones. And I would
just took a step back and be like, wow, there's so many sweet cans out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I think though, also when I was in college, actually, I was in this beers course, and in the class, we got to try like typically like 8 different beers a day. And this was on Friday morning. And I remember I was always like putting them in my untapped, and I got, and like, it was my first day of class, and I got this like, you're drunk before 10 a.m. badge, because I was logging so many beers before like 10 a.m. or something. And it was really funny. I'm like literally sitting in this class. But I think maybe that was the first time I got to try so many and thought so much more about, you know, the specific notes, the brewery, you know, where it's coming from, and also having the can in front of me. And I think what also did it was my professor would put up the cans in the front of the room. And so it was always like a display thing. There was always that visual part of it for me. And I just assumed everyone had the same feelings about it. And then I go to look online, you know, trying to see some gallery or trying to find like just some, you know, top 100 list of the past month. I'm like, there's so many beers, so many breweries coming out all the time.
Right.
There's 100 a month easily that if someone was looking for it, it could happen. And there was like no real place for me to look from a consumer perspective. And so I was like, I just want to hear more about the cans. So if no one else is doing it, I guess I got to start it.
Yeah. And I would like, it'd be cool if you could find some of the dedicated artists that they have for these breweries, like ask them, you know, like, hey, you work for X brewery and you're their designer. Can you walk us through some of the, like your favorites, you know, or, you know, I would love to hear those stories. Cause some can say, yeah, there's like, where did you come up with this idea for this can? You know, they're out there sometimes. So it'd be funny to know, peek behind the curtain and hear those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to quickly grab a couple different cans and we're going to play a game almost. Not really. One second.
Oh, awesome. Sure. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you a can. We need what do you think it would taste like?
Oh, okay. Oh, this is a good game. Okay.
Without trying to read it, unless it says it really big, what kind of beer do you think it is? Maybe, I mean, it's kind of the same question. What season you want to drink it in?
Okay.
And what you would change, if anything.
Yeah, you weren't asking that. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's definitely, real quick, those colors, it makes it sound like a winter beer. And it looked like a Doppelbach or like some kind of, it's not an ale. I would say it's a lager. And it's just because the cool, and like, that reminds me of ice. That makes me think of like snow, winter, cold beers, Baltic porters. I don't know. I see the word hoppy on there, so apparently I'm way the frig off. But this got hops in it, so it's got a nice. Oh, I mean, all beer
right,
has hops in it, but
so this is
this is a pale ale, I bet.
the Vibes Hoppy Pilsner. Is that the name? I think
Oh, it's a
so.
Pilsner. Okay, so I was right that it was a lager.
From Almanac.
Okay, so I'm not too
And
far
it
off.
says crisp, crushable, hoppy, Pilsner dry hopped with something melon and something mint citra.
Okay. All right. So they just did a hop, like an IPA approach to a Pilsner, which is cool. I wasn't off though. I did say a lager. Because there's two types of beers. There's ales and there's lagers. Your IPAs, those are sours. Pilsners, those are your lagers. Yeah, okay. All right.
All
I
right,
would
so your
just
initial read on it from a branding design perspective is this was going to be something else. So is there anything you would change to it, or do we like it?
I would use like a hay straw kind of goldish color maybe, because a Pilsner, no matter what, it's going to be light. I don't care how hard you're going to say it's hoppy. Pilsners are usually light and crisp, so that's kind of the golden yellow light. I don't know. Pilsners are great on a hot summer day, but they're also good in the winter. Whatever is what it is.
Okay, are
Yeah.
you ready for the next one?
Nice typography on
So,
that one, though. But yes, yeah, I'm ready.
okay, we're gonna say name and what it is at the end afterwards, because
Okay.
I don't want to give any hints away. Okay.
Sure. Whoa. Okay. All right.
Isn't it pretty?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
I'm trying to get the
Okay. Interesting.
get
It looks
Noah
like an alien
glare.
spaceship. Yeah. Or so, is that an alien spaceship or alien of some sort? Okay,
I think it's
this
like
better be.
supposed to be like you're about to be abducted, maybe.
Okay, yeah,
I think
this is a
that might be the
concert
vibe.
poster. Yeah, okay, cool. So I would say this is probably either a sour or an IPA. I'm gonna go with the crazy IPA. The coloring in the background makes me say sour. Yeah, I'm gonna go with I'll go with an IPA.
And
Is it what is
when
it?
would you drink it?
I would drink that in the summer fall.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Hex Clouds from Southern Prohibition.
Okay.
And it is a double dry hop, double IPA.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the IPA.
And if you look really closely, okay, so we're like kind of in a forest, and then there's like a dude being abducted.
Yeah,
This just
sweet.
makes me so happy. And it's what we were saying about the like, oh no,
Only thing is
somehow the can.
the name, but the type is so small though. Like you can't really see that from afar. You have to get really
It
close,
doesn't
but
even say Southern Prohibition, it says SPB.
oh.
I got that from
Yeah.
the literally from the tag.
Right. You liked it because you bought it. You saw
It
the
just makes
artwork.
me so happy. But I thought at first, though, when I'm just looking at it this way, I thought this was printed on the can, but it's like a physical label, but it's like still that like
Yeah.
matty almost. I like that it doesn't go all the way around. Anyways, that's that one. Okay.
That's probably really tasty. Clouds, rainbows, and then maybe hops at the end of the rainbows. So okay, Canadian, is that a Canadian flag or something like that? Like a maple. All right.
What are we
Okay.
feeling? Do you think that's a Canadian flag? I have no idea.
At first, I was looking at the yeah, I thought that was like the maple leaf from the Canadian flag for a second there, but I'm gonna go. This is probably like another IPA. I'm gonna say because it has hops and rainbows. It's a double IPA again for the summer. Drink that
So
stuff in the
it's
summer.
called Skittles. ZK.
Okay.
I'm like,
Interesting.
Do we have Skittles in here? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta be careful
designer,
with the name of
as a
Skittles.
Designer here, I need to know.
I think it's kind of ugly.
What do we think of the clouds? The clouds themselves.
It's okay.
I need them
like
to be fluffier.
Can. Yeah.
So what we're looking at is Skittles Hazy IPA from Sycamore. And so there's like these small clouds and See, they're kind of all the same. And I need fluffier clouds in my opinion.
Yeah. And why is Sycamore like the big name? Like the beer name should be in front.
I prefer my cans to be the brewery logo or whatever comes last. Like we're going, this is the beer and that's who makes it. Not this is the brewery and this is the beer.
100%. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what would you change if you could?
The art, just that. The logo for the company is just way too big. Like, get over yourself. It's the beer. Your beer will make you like known. You know, so let's be proud of our beer. Get the name there as prominent as we can, and then just more attention to the artwork. Like, it's a very amateur looking artwork, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe the brewer's like daughter drew it or something like that. I'm ripping. I don't mean to be rude.
That's okay. We're all here for the kids, but sometimes we need fluffier clouds and less brewery.
There's other cans that I've seen with clouds literally on them. So imagine that can next to one that had better clouds. I'm gonna buy the one with better clouds.
Okay. Got another one. Here we go.
Oh yes. All right. Game night. Yep. Okay.
So this is Game Night from Second Self, and it has like some controller on it. It looks like I get Mario vibes.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo controller, NES. Yep. I'm going to say that's a sour, and they want you to drink that in the summer.
It's like, yes, I get the summer ordeal, but oh, look, it also has clowns.
Retro.
But the colors are just a little bit muted, and I feel like they could be like more vibrant, you know? I feel like, see this orange right here?
Yeah. I don't like the type that they used. I think it's fun. I like it. But like, if you're going to show me an NES controller, that's from the 80s. So show me a font from the 80s. Go with the 80s theme. It's game night. I don't know.
Yeah, I personally
play
don't
online
know
nowadays. So
about that,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's my age. I was around for the NES. So that's
NES. What is that?
Nintendo Entertainment System. So that's like Super Mario. Am I Zelda?
Am I not dating myself? Anti dating myself?
Whatever the opposite of like me showing my age is you showing your age, but like you're on the younger side. I don't know what you speak of. Is this a relic?
Oh wait, there's more. Sorry, I'm like, I wasn't showing you this part because okay, you're right, it's IPA. Okay, I realized I only buy IPAs. I was like, wait.
Oh. Okay.
Like, so we actually don't have that variety here. Because I still need to drink it. But
all right, it's a session IPA. It's a session IPA. Am I right?
Hazy IPA.
Less.
Oh. It's not very specific.
Probably like 7% then.
It is 6.1. Okay. But so I wasn't showing you this part because it gives like the big hoppy thing. But we got, look at the other Mario little
Hazy
things.
Ritual.
What's that? What's that? Is that like supposed to be like Peach or something? Like
I don't know what
that
is.
That is a character. That
I
is
know
someone.
That's a Mario thing underneath it though on the bottom.
Yeah,
right.
That's a little, the mushroom head.
It's the Mario life. Yeah, the mushroom, yeah, but the thing, that's Mario jumping. That's Mario hopping. It's old school Mario.
And that's why I feel like the clouds, you sometimes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's clearly like a throwback to the old NES games, Nintendo games.
I think my first Mario experience was my mom and brother would play Paper Mario on his beanbag chair. And. Mm-hmm. That's how he learned how to read really fast or something, because of the subtitles.
Oh, interesting. They taught them how to read.
Yeah. And so they would play that. And I had this like hamster and it would escape its cage and like go chill with them on the beanbag chair. I know that doesn't sound real, but like it was a weird hamster. He like had a he had a whole like soul going on. He like literally would go there just to hang out with them, and he would just sit there and hang and watch them play Mario. But I always wanted like a good regular Mario game, but the one I had, it was too hard. It was like, I don't know what you want from me here. I just want like, I played something on the Nintendo DS and I couldn't figure it out. Do your kids play games? Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are they?
Yeah. My kids are 2 and 6. So my 6-year-old plays. I got him a Switch and an Xbox. So he'll play I'll play some games if my buddies are on. I mean, we're all dads, so at night maybe we'll be like, hey, let's play Call of Duty or something like that. But my kid.
And what are you drinking?
He's definitely. I'm always drinking like an IPA, probably my Cosmic Truth. Because it's a session, so I can just put them down and get a lot of flavor and I can hammer it on a Wednesday night.
So, important question. So, I love cans, but I never drink really out of one. What's your take on.
I always drink out of a glass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get more of aroma.
Yeah, for sure. And especially with your honey basil. We need the
honey basil. You better be drinking out of the glass. Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more.
Sure.
And I like it, but I got some opinions.
Okay.
And I guess we just gave away that these are all ideas, so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sun Lab. Okay. I'm going to guess this is a session IPA. Finally. No? Imperial? Just says hazy. Everybody's just slapping the word hazy on everything.
I know, literally.
Yeah, the ABV usually tells me.
7.5.
Yeah, it's an IPA. Okay. Yeah, that looks like a spring beer. The grass is kind of, hey, no.
I just dropped the can on my computer.
I would not open that beer.
No. oh, now it's dented. It looks
like fresh cut grass. Oh, no.
It does look like fresh cut grass. But I'm also a little like, what is the centering? It's a little, like, am I drunk already looking at this?
It's like, offset on purpose. Yeah, it's weird that they did it this way. I like the idea. I don't like that the green fades off.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. That's okay.
But I mean, these beer can designs work because they grabbed your attention enough for you to buy them. So, yeah,
no, literally.
I guess they're all pretty good beer can designs.
Okay. And I want to do one last one. And I want to know.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, I already said that, but I got excited again. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we are talking. Oh, I've had this beer.
Yeah.
I don't think it was all that tasty, but it was a cool can design.
Yeah.
That's really cool art. I think that's really cool design.
Is it cool art or do we think it's a little too busy? Which one?
No, I like it. I think it's, I think this is fine. I think every part of that is designed by a designer. I think the logo.
So this is Ninja versus Unicorn Pipeworks. Pipeworks, I think, has another can with maybe I think a unicorn on it that I like much better. It's like more like cute and like playful rather than this is like. It's like when I go and try and get a tattoo and the art and the tattoo artist is covered in like death dragons and like all they do.
Oh,
they do
like kind of does look like that.
Fire breathing like sleeves. And I'm like, so I want like a little heart.
Yeah. I'm like, can you see do that?
You know what I mean? It's like a little.
A little bit. I still think it looks nice. So I think it's cool looking. Like I would try it just based off the design.
I'm a fan. I just like cute, bubbly, pink things, I guess.
So why'd you buy this one?
So I would want, if I were to change it, I would want it, this to be like, not red. I would want Also,
you would chill out the background, probably. You would keep it simple, flat colors.
Let the unicorn speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Is my personal
opinion. Get rid of the black. I'll get rid of the black as well on the side there. Kind of fighting against those pretty colors.
Someone put a lot of effort into this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of detail in here.
Compared to, yes, yes. 100%.
I just picked up one of the other ones, but shh, it's okay.
Yeah, we won't bang on them.
All right, so what do you have coming up, either that you're going to drink or personally that you're excited about? You know, where, like, what is upcoming for you, and like, where can people find you? What do you want to plug?
Oh,
what's coming up?
What do I got going on? Well, if you're in Western New York, there's a good chance I'll be at Resurgence or Thin Man. Mm-hmm. Those are the breweries I like to go to. So I'm always down to talk to any of those guys or people. But I'm always, I don't know, I'm pretty responsive to you. I'm always online. I'm always mm-hmm. on like Instagram and Clubhouse and TikTok and just kind of doing what I can. Kind of, I really want to get into the beer industry. So I've always wanted to draw a can design. I always wanted to do something with the brewery, but they all have somebody. But yeah, if anybody is interested in Brandon Wilson, and I created a company and it's called Brandon Wilson Creative. It's not very complicated. BrandonWilsonCreative.com. Hello at BrandonWilsonCreative.com. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, I also, just like I said, my Instagram, same name. That's a great place. Otherwise, Clubhouse, I'm on there. Not as much as other people, but I'm on there. I'm always down to meet new people, network, and inspire, and learn, and design. So, yeah, that's all I got going on right now, I'd say.
Okay, I give it 12 months, and I will have your artwork on a can in my hand.
Oh, please.
I give it 12 months.
But before we wrap up, I was with my buddy, and we were reminiscing about, we used to live in an old apartment together. Him and his girlfriend and me and my girlfriend lived in different floors, and we all had dogs. We were reminiscing about our old dogs who have come and gone. And we were like, man, it'd be really cool if there was like a brewery where they just would like take like dog, like the dog, and like
have an artist draw the dog. Where are you going with this?
Well, and like the can designs would be like these really elaborate like drawings of these dogs, and then they would tell like the dog's name, and they would have like a little story about like what made the dog.
Oh my gosh! Imagine a collab with to raise money for like a dog shelter, and
that's what I'm saying.
One was like a dog on the
can shelters. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But that's where it started from, and then like how would you get like shelters and stuff like that in there? You know, so I thought it'd be pretty cool.
I love that.
That was an idea.
Well, yeah, meanwhile, so I'm literally drinking out of my whiskey mug, which is whiskey meaning my dog's name is Whiskey.
Oh, awesome. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see, you're going to have something on a can.
That'd be fun.
I know that.
That'd be cool.
I can feel it. But yeah.
I'll make it look awesome.
So yeah, Brandon Wilson Creative. All right, everyone. I hope that you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did having it. Brandon is just so much fun to talk to. Great guy, incredible artist and designer, and really everything. He's just a crazy talented human and just so kind. So highly recommend working with him and just chatting with him if you can get him on the phone. So definitely feel free to reach out to him. Again, you can find him at Brandon Wilson Creative on Instagram there, or find him at www.brandonwilsoncreative.com. I hope that you all have a lovely rest of your holiday season. I cannot wait to get back in here for season 2. And that's all I got for you guys. All right, cheers.